the bottom Tosfos. Zikorim echad oile. The Gemara had a shaila if one has to be maskir Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah, since we mentioned Zikorin, so Zikorin Echad Oilu Lakan Lakan. The Barosh Hashanah Ksiv Zichrein Truah, Barosh Chodesh Ksiv Vepashas Baaloisro Gabi Chatzoytzres, Vohoyu Lochem Lezikorin. Perish Rashbam, the Rashbam said, Ein Tzorech Lahazkir Mikroish Shel Musif Loi Diyontif, Veloi the Rosh Chodesh. It is not necessary to be, when one speaks about in Shemayna Esrei of Musaf, of the Kolbanis Mesofim, you don't have to bring the Psukim. Kida Omar Rav Chinina Omar Rav Beshili Rosh Hashanah, Kivin Sha'oma Ubeseiros Rokos of Leimer, Shuvayne Tzorich Gabi Malchiyas Echoynes Veshaifres. That Gemara is speaking about Psukim Malchiyas Echoynes Veshaifres. If one will say Beseirosro Kos of Leimer, that is sufficient without specifying the Psukim in the Torah. And there the Gemara says Vim Hischil, but if he started to be Mefaret the Psukim, Tzorich L'sayim, then you have to say all the Psukim. V'hodisnan ha-poiches lo yivchais misholish, the minimum is three Psukim by Malchish Zechainis V'shoifres, Haino Be'Yitzchel. V'hu adinami b'mikrois the Kolbonis. By the Kolbonis, it'll also be the same din. Me'iker adin, you don't have to mention them at all. But if you start, I mean, Bola Haskir, but if you start saying the Psukim, then Maskir Avshal Rosh Chodesh, then you have to mention the Psukim of Rosh Chodesh. That is Shitas HaRashbam. Rabbi Netam Eforish, Dahi Daravchinene Davke Bemalchies Zechoynes Veshoifres. That's what Rav Chinene said, that one could be Yoitze Veseirosra Kosov Leimer, that is davke by Malchis Zechoynes Veshoifres. Aval de Musaf Tzorich Lahazkir Lo'olam. By Musaf, you always have to mention the Psukim. What is the Chaymer of the Kolbanis Mesofim more than Malchis Zechoynes Veshoifres? So the Tosfos HaRosh explains, since this is in the Neshalma Forim Svoseinu, that pshat is that there's such a b'chine that by saying the psukim of the kolbonis, it's keilu we were makrib the kolbonis. So memele, therefore tzorich lahaskiram. There you have to mention. There it's not. This is b'mokim a kolbon. Neshalma forim svoseinu. So here with bedavka we have to say the psukim. That is shitas rabbeinu tam. You can get away by saying Beseiros Rakos of Leima. Avol de Musaf, Tzorich Lahazkilom. You have to mention the Psukim. Avol de Rosh Chodesh, Ein Tzorich Klal Lahazkil, De Nivtar Bemesha Omar, Milvad Oilas HaOilas HaChodesh Umin Choso. Now, the Rabbi Netam is saying that it is not necessary to bring the posik that speaks about the Kolbe Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, Legabi Rosh Chodesh, since Legabi the Musafim of Rosh Hashanah, it says in the posik, Milvad Oilas HaChodesh Minchoso, so bringing that posik, the posik itself is being mefaret that is Oilas HaChodesh Minchoso. So Memele, that is the posik that is necessary for the Kolbum Rosh Chodesh. V'higia b'marzoiroi, the Rabbeinu Tam was magi in his marzer, u'shnei se'irim lochaper, u'shnei smidim kelchosa. That means that since we speak about the Musaf, you have to speak about the Chatas also. So Memele, so the Pasuk says, Oilas HaChodesh Minchoso, but there's a Chatas of Rosh Chodesh also. So therefore, we have to speak of Shnei Seirim Lechaper. That there are two Seirim, the Seir of Rosh Hashanah and the Seir of Rosh Chodesh. Ule Rab Yitzchok Ein Nire Lechalek Bein Malchiyas Zechaynes V'Shoifes LeMikrois Demusef. He holds there's no difference, and just like over there, You can get away by saying a Maserosra Kosov Leima, who adin by the Kobonis. The Yesh Goinim Kadmoinim Shein Manichim Leima Uberoshechot Shechem. They asa the Leilese Lizulzule Bemoyadis Vyontav Rishin Shereshashonim. That means if you'll say Uberoshechot Shechem, you'll mention Rosh Chodesh, so people will be mezalzel with the Moyadois, that means the Moyad of Sukkis, and Yom Tov Rishon Shel Rosh Hashanah, the Yomru Yom Sheini Iker, K'moy Berosh Chodeshim Shel Kol Hashanah. So Memela, people will assume, just like when there's 2 days Rosh Chodesh, so the Iker is the second day, so Memela, people will come to the same assumption by Rosh Hashanah also. So Fakir, so there were Goinim that asked to speak about Rosh Chodesh, that people shouldn't come to this toys. For Osilimimni Mayadis Miyam Shaini, because they'll think that the Mayadis are totally the way Rosh Chodesh of 2 days is normally, that we count from the second day, so therefore you don't speak about Rosh Chodesh. They nirelari the bekula shmeite leke de chosh lahai zilzulo. It's a ha'ore, but our whole sugi over here, the Gemara klared a shayla, are you masker Rosh Chodesh per Rosh Hashanah, zikor nechad elul kan elakan. But no one mentioned that this kilkul that is goinim kadmoinim wa machadish. Uba'oruch be'erech Chodesh. So the Oruch says, Pshat, Eizohu Chag Shahachoydish Miskaseboy, Hevi Oimer Zeroy Shoshana. So the Oruch says, what is Pshat? Perish. So he says, Pshat, She'ein, like these Goinim Kadmoinim, She'ein Oimer Uberoshe Chotcheichem, Loi Bitvile, Fakert, this is a Chag that you don't mention Rosh Chodesh. She doesn't say what the reason is, but you don't mention Berosh Echachechem Loi Betfilah V'Loi Bezulosa, and the Bach says Loi Zulosa Pesh Bechol Mekoy Mezulosa Tfilah. Dahainu Baboike Binyin HaKorbonis V'chein Bahavtoire. Rosh Chodesh is not mentioned Berosh Hashanah. That's how the Oruch learns Pshat. Eize Chag Shehachodesh Miskasaboy. That means the Haskorah to speak about Rosh Chodesh. Or the Berosh Echachechem. Meisve, were two lines from the bottom. We had had a machloikis in the Gemara. The Gemara started that Rabbi had asked Rav Huna Shaila, is one mask here, Reish Chodesh and Reish Hashanah. The two studim were just like they are in the Kolbanis Musaf, they're different Musaf, there's a Musaf of Reish Chodesh and a Musaf of Reish Hashanah. So, Mamela, one should mention also Reish Chodesh in the Tvila. It's Reish Hashanah and it's Reish Chodesh also. Or maybe the other tzad was that Zikorin, both are called Zikorin, Zichrein, Trua, Voyelacham, Zikorin. So, Mamela, Zichrein, Echad, Oilo, Lekan, Lekan. That Shaila was posed to Rav Huna. And Rav Huna brought a raya that the Chachomim Rabdaisa says that Ha'ivel if Nea Teve Bereish Hashanah. So there's a tefillah that Rabdaisa said that Hachlitzenu Hashem Lakeinu Shem Reish Chodesh is a Im Hayoim Im Lamocha. So there was a tefillah and a tnai that Rabdaisa used to say in Reish Hashanah. There was a tefillah for Alts Reish Chodesh. Hachlitzenu Im Reish Chodesh is a Im Hayoim If Today's Reish Chodesh Im Lamocha. So, in the Chachamim Achaylik, Vlehaiduloi. So Rav Huna understood why are the Chachamim Chaylik and Rabbi Doise, because they hold, you don't mention Reish Chodesh and Reish Hashanah. So Bameile, so he wanted to be poishet that you don't mention Reish Chodesh and Reish Hashanah. The Gemara was matre. No, could be take, you could mention. The taina they had to Rabbi Doise was, the taina they had to Rabbi Doise was that the tnai, and that's a freedom with the tnai. So we have here amachloikes Rav Huna, and the Gemara that is matcha divrei Rav Huna, if Lemaise in this Shaila, Eisid Ravuna held, Bechlal, you're not Mazkir, Rosh Chodesh, that's what the Chachamim hold. They are not, could be your Mazkir Rosh Chodesh. The whole Machlokes was, the Tanai, the Chachamim did not disagree with. Is Meisvei. So this is L'chei Rakash and the Chilkim and Ravuna. It says in the Tesefta as follows, Rosh Hashoneh Shechal Liyos B'Shabbos, Rosh Hashoneh that is in Shabbos, B'Shamay Oimrim Mispalel Eser, U'B'Silul Oimrim Mispalel Teisha. Let us see Rashi. Mispalel Eser, Sholish Rishoynis V'Gimel Achoynis, 6. V'Shel Shabbos B'Fnei Atzmo. Then you make, there's a besondere Bracha, Borchat Hashem Mekadish HaShabbos, Al Shabbos, Harei Sheva. Ukdushes hayoim v'koilol ima malchis, melech al kol ha'oretz, mekadish Yisrael v'yoim hazikorim. So that's 8, harei shmoine, v'zichoynes v'shayfres, and that's 10. So, Beishami was mechadish, that there's a special broch, a separate broch that is said, al Shabbos, broch ha'vashem mekadish ha'shabbos. Special broch is said of Shabbos. Ubeisilel oimrim mispalel teisha. The koilel Shabbos v'yontev bebrocha achas. V'choyse mekadish ha-Shabbos v'yisroel v'yayim hazikor. Frek de gemore v'im iso beishamay achas esre miboilei. V'im iso zutrashi demazkir shel roish chodesh. If you'll say that you're maskir Rosh Chodesh also, that was the shaila, is le beishamai de boi lechol chad brocha b'fnei atzmai beishamai, seems he doesn't know the sinyan of koilul on b'yacha. He holds Rosh Hashanah needs a besondere brocha and Shabbos needs a besondere brocha. So if Rosh Chodesh would be maskir Rosh Chodesh, said you'd need a brocha for Rosh Chodesh also. The Kaddish is over Rosh Chodoshim. The boy lechol chad brocha b'fnei atzmai b'shamay old need a brocha b'fnei atzmai is yud aleph mi boy lei, so then there should be 11 brochas, and since it's only 10, so we see we're not maskir reish chodesh and reish hashanah, and this is a raya terafun. Zogt emfer de gemore omar rabbi zeire shani reish chodesh. Reish chodesh is different. That means, a filler we will assume that your mask here is Chodesh Rosh Hashanah, but Beishamai does not hold that you make a besondere broche on Rosh Chodesh. Why? Mitoich shekoilel l'shachis v'arvis. Since Beishachis v'arvis, you are koilel, that means there's no special broche. Shachis va'arvis an Rosh Chodesh. Koilo nami b'musofim. So therefore, you're koilo b'musofim also. Let us see Rashi. Omar Rab Zeir. La'olam tzorich lahaskir. It could be take, you have to be maskir Rosh Chodesh in Rosh Hashanah. Umiyu lebei shamai. Broche ba'an pei nafshe lo Rosh Chodesh leiboi. But a separate broche, you don't have to make. The lav mishum de zikorin de Rosh Hashanah oiloloi. Not because that the zikorin of Rosh Hashanah is oile for Rosh Chodesh. The mashme, the kivin de Rosh Hashanah hu hainu Rosh Chodesh. Not if it's Rosh Hashanah, it's Rosh Chodesh. No, that is not the reason. I don't say zikorin echadoil. The ihavi nami, because the proof will be, what'll be Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? The ihavi nami Shabbos v'Rosh Chodesh, what'll be if it'll be Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh? V'lav Rosh Hashanah. So there, loiboy leibroche b'fnei atzmo. So Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, according to Beishama, you also do not need a broche b'fnei atzmo. Elochoisem mekadish haShabbos v'Yisrael v'Rosh Chodesh. By Shabbos you'll be koilel it in one chsime. But I will see soon. But since that is the halacha, afilu according to Beishamai, that Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, you do not need a besondere brache for Rosh Chodesh. So, memele, vehilkach b'Rosh Hashanah, nami choysem mekadesh Yisrael, v'yoyim azikorin, v'Rosh Chodoshim. So, memele, that's, so it's no raya from Beis Shammai. Rosh Chodesh, since it's a Yisvorem, itev shekoilel, l'shachis varvis, which we didn't see yet, so therefore, is koilo nami b'musof. V'haf al gav zekterashi de b'shabes v'reish ha'shone boi l'chol chad broche b'fnei atzmo. I, we see that Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah b'shame holds, you're not koilo Shabbos together with Rosh Hashanah. That's Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah. B'reish chaydish moide. But Rosh Chodesh is moide ya'a koilo. Why? The mitoich shekoilo bilchosoi bilsoich bilchasayim shachis va'arvis. He says, let us see what's tutzich by shachis va'arvis. Va'afilu bishar shabbos. Let's talk about Shabbos. Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. What is the nusach by shachis va'arvis? Dahi vadai afilu lebei shamay pshitalom deloi boi lechol chad broche latzmoi. You do not need a bazundere broche by shachis. You have shachis reish chodesh and it's Shabbos. You zicha don't need a broche latzmoi. Dahi, because I have a mikla bechoil. Because let's start. What is if Reish Chodesh falls out b'chol? Ain't like bracha shachis v'arvis. When Reish Chodesh falls out b'chol, there's no miyuchedik bracha shachis v'arvis. Ela oimer yale v'yovi b'avoyde. There's no bracha of Reish Chodesh by shachis. V'hilkach. Therefore, ki mikla b'shabbos. So when it's b'chol, it's not kaveya bracha b'fnei atzmai. Vehilkach ki mikla b'shabbos. So now, when it's b'chol in Shabbos, afilu leman di omar lekamo. Vehilkach ki mikla b'shabbos, afilu leman di omar lekamo. De b'shabbos loy matkerinon de roish chodesh b'avoide. Afilu according to the man di omar vayte, that will say that by Shabbos you don't say yale v'yovi b'avoide. Ela bebirches ayoyim michlulu de kalinen vela ela bebirches ayoyim. We'll have later a machloikis that one man the Omer says that by Shabbos, by all three tefillahs, you don't say yale v'yovei, but you koilel it in the birches ayoyim. In the broche of Shabbos, you stick in Rosh Chodesh. Aber michlal, so afilu, we see Shabbos, it is part of a broche. But it is michlal hu de kailinen. It is only michlal in a broche. Aber v'loi b'fnei atzma. So memele, so we see from over here that Reish Chodesh is different than Shabbos. Shabbos, shachris, you make porchat Hashem mekadish a Shabbos. So the Shabbos is a mechayiv of a broche b'fnei atzma. Not kailu with anything, it's mechayiv a broche. So therefore, Beis Shammai says, so when it comes out, Shabbos Rosh Hashanah, so you have your two broches. It's not migarei. Shabbos doesn't lose. It's koich that you make a broch and it bazunder. So it's Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. You'll make two broches. Oh, b'Rosh Chodesh. Aven shens the neifen. Either by Shachris and Arvis you say Alevi Yovoi, or in Shabbos, there's a machloikis if you say Alevi Yovoi, or you're koilel it in the birchas hayayim and birchas Shabbos. But a bazundere broche you ziche don't make. So therefore, safilu your maski reish chodesh and reish hashone, but you won't make a bazundere broche. Is koilo nami bimusafim. So you'll be koilo lit bimusafim lit beis shammai. Vaaf al gav, zogt Rashi, de bechoil, is lay broche b'musafim la'atzmoy. Ay, the musaf of Reish Chodesh b'chol, mekadish Yisrael b'rosh chodoshim. We do make a besondere broche in the musaf of chol. Aber hocha, michlalu de kalinen. But here, since we have already a broche on kedushas hayoyim, so we koilel it with this bracha. Oyo, the koilo shachis va'alvis. Since your koilo le shachis va'alvis, so memela we koilo this also in Musaf. Avol shah yomim toivim. The is lo bracha arvis v'shachles, but yontav alo. Rosh Hashanah lo mikadish Yisrael v'yom hazikaron. So b'meile it has a bazundere bracha for shachis v'arvis. Is therefore kimiklu b'chayil. Is bahani pligi b'shamay. And this b'shamay is chaylik. Kimikli b'shabes. Mitzrech elohu bracha ba'atzman l'chol tfiloisayim. Since Shabbos is mechayev abrocha b'fnei atzman, Rosh Hashanah is mechayev abrocha b'fnei atzman, so memele, when they come together, they'll also be mechayev abrocha b'fnei atzman. So therefore, b'shamay said that there are 10 brochas. Rosh Chodesh, could be you do mention Rosh Chodesh, but you won't mention it as a bracha b'fnei atzma, you'll be koilel it with the bracha of Rosh Hashanah. So memele, so it is no ray. The Gemara wanted to bring a ray from Beis Shammai. That is the svar of zikorin echad oilel lekan or lekan. So the Gemara said no. Afilo on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, you also will not have a bezundere bracha and Rosh Chodesh. No, because Rosh Chodesh, since by Shachis va'alvis you koilel it, so by Musaf you also koilel it. Frekte Gemore, umi isluhu le beishamai koilel. He says, you're telling me, Asvore, that beishamai holds that the madbeye of Musaf is nigrar boser the madbeye of Shachis va'alvis. And since by Shachis va'alvis, Rosh Chodesh is mentioned b'derech koilu. Yisuadin by Musaf, it is mentioned b'derech koilu. Frek the Gemara, that is not true. Umi islu le beishamai koilu. Beishamai hold that Musaf is, that the Musaf is nichlal. Because in Shachis it is nichlal. V'hosanye, we learned in Abaraisa, Rosh Chodesh Shechal Liyos B'Shabbos. Let's talk about this case, Taka. Yev Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos. Is B'Shamay Oimri Mispalu Shmoine. B'Shamay says you make 8 broches. A besondere broche for Rosh Chodesh and a besondere broche for Shabbos. So we see this whole svar of Koilu that you said that the Nusach of Musaf is nigrar bosel the nusach of Shachis. And just like b'shachis, it's nichla b'musav, it's also nichla b'shamid, and don't hold this. Or b'silol oimrim is palo sheva. Kashe. So the Gemara, kashe. L'chayre, this is more than a kashe. L'chayre, this should be a tyufte. So we see close. So now let's get back. So we see from this that Beishamai holds that even though your koilul Rosh Chodesh b'shachis umayre, afal pikein b'musif, it's mechayev abroche b'fnei atzmo. So now l'choyre, so why by Rosh Hashanah aren't there 11 broches? They don't know the svar of koilul. So memele l'choyre zarei that we say zikorim echad oilu lekan olekan, so it should be tyufte. So the Ritva says that a tyufta it's not. We'll see later the Gemara did not know yet the hachro, my havialo, the Gemara did know yet klar what the din is by Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah. So the Ritva says, kiven the Rosh Chodesh, the Rosh Hashanah shneyem inyin zikorin, is dailonu lichlol shteyem b'chsima achas b'musofem. That means, to prove what you want to prove, you wanted to prove that zikorin echad oilu lekan o lekan, that there's no chiyuv bechlal to be maskir Rosh Chodesh, that could be is wrong. Could be there's a chiyuv to be maskir Rosh Chodesh. But since both are inyan zikorin, so here in Rosh Hashanah, it is sufficient to be koil. Eise Shabbos in Rosh Chodesh, the two different kedushas, two different in Yonim. So Take Beis Shammai holds by Musaf, you make a besondere broche. But Rosh Hashanah could be the Inyan Zikorin, not the way you said, but Inyan Zikorin is sufficient to be koil b'chsima achas. So Memele, we're not poishit anything from Beis Shammai. That's what the Gemara says, kasha and not tiyufta. Let us see Rashi. Umi islu le Beis Shammai koilu. Does Beis Shammai hold the sfora of koilu bebirchas amusofim shal reish chaydish tikla b'shabbos? He says, nitazai, mispalo shmoine, there are eight brachis that are said, shal reish chaydish v'shal shabbos ubemusofim koma. Kashe. Ushmami no. Given the Bishar Rashi, what the Bishar Rashi is a bit nicht wie der Ritva, that it's like a Shmami no Rashi says. Shmami no, given the Bishar Shabbosis, Kaboy Beishamei Broche le Reish Chodesh. U Bereish Hashon Eloi Bo. So we see Taka the Svara of Koilu Hautochnis Beishamei. And that's why he make eight broches, Shabbos Reish Chodesh. Oh, but Rosh Hashanah Leiboy don't need 11 brachas. Is the time in Mishum the Zikol and the Rosh Hashanah Oiloloi. Oshmami no, afilu michlelei, vat kureinami loi bin and Rashi. Seems to learn that this kash is equivalent to at Yufte. And from here we see, Take, that if the Beis Shammai doesn't hold the svara of koilu, because he holds Shabbos Reish Chodesh, you make eight brachas. So kochoch, here he holds the kornechad oilu lekan lekan. So there's no, it's not necessary to be koilu and to be maskir Reish Chodesh. Zikor nechad oilu lekan lekan. Zukta Gemara. Now that what we had mentioned before, the Gemara wanted to say, Rabbi Zeira said amitoich. Since you are koilo by shachis va'arvis, so you koilo by musaf. That was a svar of mitoich, but it was built on the halacha that you koilo reishchayde shachis va'arvis. Zok the gemara ve'koilo atzmai. This halacha gufe. How reishchayde is mentioned in Shabbos. If it is mentioned bederech koilo, oder nicht bederech koilu, tanoi is a machlokes tanoi. The sanya, we learned a beraisa that says as follows, Shabbos shechal liyois bereish chodesh, oi bechoilei shalmoy. Is the tanakam holds, arvish, shachis, umincha, mispalo, kedarkoi sheva. You daven sheva broches of Shabbos. The Oimer may ain Hamurure Bavoide. And Bavoide, you say Alaviyavi. Rabbi Elezer Oimer, Bohido. He also you say Alaviyavi, Bohido. Maschil Bishel Shabbos. Umesayim Bishel Shabbos. For Oimer Kedusha Sayyim Behemsa. Now this is speaking about Musaf. Heise shachis minche mayrev, you say alaviyobe. And mispalo kedar koi sheva. The whole nusach atfile is a Shabbos ticket. You just say alaviyobe in a voido in a hido. Or by the, yeah, vim loyobe marzir noise. Vim loyoma marzir noise, you'd have an over again. Ube musafim, ober the musif of Shabbos. Maschil b'shel Shabbos, umisayim b'shel Shabbos. V'ayim ekdushas hayoyim b'emtza, in the middle of the broche shel Shabbos, you mentioned the kdushas hayoyim. So, from the Tanakhama we see, the Tanakhama holds afilu in Shabbos gufa, there's also no din of koilu. You're not koilu, reish chodesh with the birche Shabbos. The Bircha Shabbos is Bircha Shabbos, and there's only askor of Yalla V'yovi, Bavoido or Bohido. Rab Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Yishmoel benoi shal Rab Yechenen ben Breika oimrim, kol mokoim shezokok l'shava, whenever, that means this includes Shachis min Chemayret, Kamokim shezokok l'sheva. Whenever you say sheva brachis, maschil b'shel Shabbos. Umisayim b'shel Shabbos. Va'oyme kedushas hayoyim be'emtza. And you mentioned Rosh Chodesh in the brach of Shabbos. So we see, so does gufe, if this bachlaud is a din koilu by shachis and mincha, is a machlek is tanoi. This is only Rabbi Shmuel b'noish, Rabbi Shalbi Yechon ben Broike. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds like this. The Tanakam holds is not din koilu by shachis mincha mayot. Zogt Rashi. וקוילו לעצמוי דשחס וערביס בראש חיידש החליס בשבס. Is there a din קוילו or not? תנוי היא. דאיקי תנה דאפילו קוילו לסלי. This one tan holds is not even a קוילו. You don't even put it into the ברוך. אלוי מיילו ויובי בעבוי דקי בחויל. Aber bei Birchas Hayoim ein ein Nizkar Klal und bei Birchas Hayoim auf Shabbos ein ein Nizkar Klal afilu afilu lekoilu le und maschil bishel Shabbos vatiten lono shayim amandoyach hazeh und mesayim bishel Shabbos mekadish Shabbos visu loy. You don't mention anything about Rosh Chodesh in the Birchas Hayoim. Umiyu b'musafim, that's what the Tanakam said, u'b'musafim b'emtza brocha u'nichlal. There you mention Rosh Chodesh in the middle of the brocha. Avu shachis v'arvis ene nichlal afilu b'emtza. V'haytane leslay koilu shachis v'arvis. He holds that there's no din by shachis v'arvis afilu that you are koilu. And Rabbi Yishmael B'nai Rabbi Yechon ben Broike says, Kol mokim shezokok l'sheva, and that v'afilu shachis v'arvis, so you say kedushas hayoyim, so you koilu Rosh Chodesh b'kedushas hayoyim. In the Bircha Shabbos, you mention kedushas hayoyim, which is Rosh Chodesh. Kedushas hayoyim shel Rosh Chodesh im shel Shabbos. Kigoyim, v'atiten lono es yoyim amanoyach hazeh, v'es yoyim Rosh Chodesh hazeh. ואם מויתו, וצריכה למויד, שם השבס הזה, ושם חג הפלוני הזה. פסק. So we have over here in our Gemara, machloikes, how we mention the Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, if we only say Yalla V'Yovai, or we koilu it. Yeah. ובמסכס ביה כבאינן הלכסה דלוי כיהני תנוי ומסיימי בשל שבס לחודי. According to these both תנויים, אפילו according to the תנקאמה, I'm sure Gamliel doesn't differentiate, but אפילו according to the תנקאמה that differentiates by מוסף, the תנקאמה says מסלו בשל שבס ומסיימי בשל שבס. That means אחסימה. In the Chsime, you also don't mention Rosh Chodesh. So, Rashi, ubemeseches beye, kabeinon hilchese deloiki hani tanoi, not like all these tanoim that hold the mesaimi b'shel Shabbos l'chudei, b'musofim, they hold your mesaimi b'shel Shabbos l'chudei. La'av kedushas hayoyim bo'y latkuri b'chsime. You mention kedushas hayoyim b'chsime. Mekadesh ha-Shabbos b'Yisrael, בזמנים, בעת פי חלמוית, בראש חיידש, בקדש השבס, בישרו, בראש החדוש. That is, so not like all the תנועים in our sugya that hold that מסיים בשל שבס לחו, אבל במאי דקומה, now in the עצם החלויקס over here, by שחס וערביס, if you're קוילול, or you're not קוילול, אבל מאי דקומה שחס וערביס מספלול כדלקוי, that says you mispalo kedarka in sayala v'yovi b'avoide hilches kibos. We paskin like him. The gabi koilo d'shachis v'avos kavinin ain aloch koisei hazud. We don't paskin that your koilo and shachis v'avos. The omri kolmokim shezokuk l'sheva koilo b'perik sheni debay. So this is Rashi's Hacho, and that's how we feel Zechtak. Ba'omar Rabbe, ki yavine bei Rav Huna. When I was by Rav Huna, seems this is all the sugi started off on my Rabbi Kevina Beravune. So Rabbi says, these were the shailas I asked Ravuna. Iboyilo. Mahu loymer zman b'roish Hashana b'yom HaKippur. We clear the shaila, do you say shechyonu b'roish Hashana b'yom HaKippur? Why did it study a shaila? Given the mizman lezman osi yamrinon. I do me given the loy ikril regolim loy yamrinon. Maybe you only say shechyonu by regolim, and since this is in a regol, b'roish Hashana b'yom HaKippur, she don't say. Loi havi biyodai, avhunat nishkevust. It's very difficult to understand what they asked, and avhunat didn't know, was hat men getan besitzt, I mean, it's as I, loi havi biyodai. Ki asoi bei Rav Yehuda, when, so Rabbi relates, when I went to Rav Yehuda, so Rav Yehuda says, ano, akar echadeto nami aminazman. I say a shechyonu, even if I see a new delas that just grew, the new crop this year, I make a shechyonu. So you don't need a regel. If something new comes, it's man was man, I make a shechyonu. Omalei, so Rabbi told them, Rishus loikom eboili, that you're allowed to make a shechyonu, that I know. Kikom eboili choyve. My shaila is it a choy? That's my shaila. So it could be it's not a very too gefährlich. What we asked before, haste is so, I mean, what did you do till now? Could be, reflektach zogen de shechyonu, but the shaila is it a choiv or it's like a karechadete? Omalei, Rabbi Shmuel, da omri tavayu ein oimer zman ela b'shalosh legom. A choiva? He says, Rabbi Shmuel, say you don't only say zman b'shalosh legom. Let us see Rashi. I'm sorry, we skipped over a Gemara. My Havalah, we skipped over a Gemara. My Havalah, in the previous Shaila, Omar Avchiz de Zikoren Echad Oilo Loi Lekan Lekan, Vechin Omar Rabbe Zikoren Echad Oilo Loi Lekan Lekan. My Havalah, Ma'ala Hazkir Shal Reish Chodesh Bereish Hashone. So the Gemara says, Zikon Echot. So the Tvobings arrive from this Gemara that before it wasn't a Tiyufta, it was a Kashe. It was a Tiyufta, so it's like to my Havelo. So it's Muchach that Zikon Echot Oilolo Mikan and Mikan. Akare Chadito, Kshani Roye Dlas Chadoshe Mishon Leshone Aminozma. So we see from Rashi that Rashi holds that with the Chiyiv Shechyonu, and that's how it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Semereish Rafei, the Chiyiv Shechyonu is B'Shas Riyah. If you see a new fruit, you make a Shechyonu on the Riyah. Now the Rosh says by us, V'Nogu Ha'oilam Likvoya Habroche B'Shoa Sha'oich. B'min Chodosh. The Minik Ha'oilam is that when you see it, you don't make a Broche, when you eat it, you make a broche. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Reish Chaf Hei is mevayer as follows. What's the svar of Rashi? That b'shas, you see it, you make a broche. The Iker Niskan al Simchas Aleiv. Shemisameyach al Tzmichas Pri Chodesh. We see Baruch Hashem, a new crop came out. So Mamela, so the Simcha, so that Simcha is, I feel I'm not eating it. Zogt der Mishnah Berurah, um mi she'ein liboy say meyach b'riyosay rak b'achilosay. There's someone that Goldman is not eating it, it's hotanish kein simche from das, maybe it's torture, watching someone else eat it and he doesn't have it, so he's einis emech b'riyosay rak b'achilosay, is l'kula alme mevorech rak achilosay. That's a double muskim. Because the shechiyonu is dependent on simche. And since Lamaisi only a simcha when he eats it, so Mamele only makes. Olachain no ago tomid bozem isham loy pluk. So therefore the minig is that since, by other people, it wouldn't be a broche. You wouldn't make a broche b'shasriyah because you don't have simcha. So Mamele hu adin, so that's why that's the minig oilam. And later the Mishnah Berurah brings down, but since in Yesod, the chiyuv bracha is bishas riyah. So memele in seder, one should make first a shechyonu and then a beire pri ha'etz. The shechyonu is first. Forget, he has a whole shayla. He says, maybe if you eat it and then make a shechyonu, zeich nish gefelach. But to make a shechyonu after the beire pri ha'etz, that could be as a hefsik, because that's not a tzair, it could be that's mafsik already, between the achile and between the bracha and the achila, and this is not a tzairich, the shechyonu. The shechyonu is better on the simcha you have b'shas riyah, if you're going to eat it already. So memela, therefore he says one should make the shechyonu before the birchas hanen. So where were you up to now? So we're up to that Rabbi Yehuda told them, lahaloche, you only make a shechyonu on the regolim. On the Sholish Regolim you make a Shechyonu. You did not make a Shechyonu on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Meisvei, frek de Gemara kashe, shtei toch ha-posik in Keheles, ten chelik lishive, vegam lishmoino, Rabbi Elezer oimer shiva eilu zayin yimei bereishis, shmoino eilu ches Yemei Mila. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Eilu Shivas Yemei Bereshis. These are the Shivas Yemei Bereshis. So on the 7 days of the week, 10 Chelik Leshiva. Give a Chelik for the Shivas Yemei Bereshis. HaShabbos Nivchar Mitoicho. So that's the chelik of the Shivas. Of the 7 days, there should be one day that should be Miyuchad Lemenuche, and that's Shabbos. So that's a chelik from the Shiva. Ten chelik l'shmoine, shmoine yemei mile, hashmini nivchar mitoicha. It's very interesting, the bimyan to ten chelik l'shiva, so the Shiva shemei bereshis, so you should take a chelik, the Shabbos is nivchar from the Shiva shemei bereshis, ten chelik, this should be given. This should is miyuchet from menuche, ten chelik, mishive. And then you should also be gam lishmoina. From the shmoina yemei mila. So lechayre, we look at it, it's not shmoina, it's lechayre in the rehitis loshen, gebore would seem, just like you give one out of the 7 days of the shiva, you give a chelik to the rabbeinu shalom, it's out of the shmoina yemei mila, you give the 8th day. L'chayre, the whole chiyuv mila starts the 8th day. It's not shmoine yemei mila. So Tuv Yehama wanted to say, could be both given a shtikel raya to the remor. The remor, non van kilchus mila says, a shvere remor. He has a rosh maybe. But the remor says, if a person is mal, is nimel, toich shmoine, bayoim, you don't need a tofes dambris. If it was nimel balayla, after the Shmoyne Shomim, you do need a Tofes Dambris. So that meant doch from the Ramah, Moira de Kechidish, that the Ramah holds that in the Shmoyne Yemei Mila, Teich Zman, it is also an Inyan of Mila. You can make Mila Teich Zman, there's no Chiyuv. But the Mila helps Al Koponim. You make it Balayla, it's not a Mila in Gansu. So Memela, so it's be very Geshmak. Hey, so from the Shmoyne, Eilu ches, from the Shmoyne Yemei Mila, from the Hanashmini Nivcha Mitoichem. The Shmini was Nivcha from the Shmoyne Yemei Mila. That's one Mahalach. Rabbi Yeshua Imer Shiva, Eilu Shiva Yemei Pesach. You should give a chelik in the Shiva Yemei Pesach. Shmoyne, Eilu Shmoyne Yemei Achak. Rishua Imer, Vigam, Lerabois, Atzeres, Vereshishone, Vigema Kippur. So, according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's not speaking about Shiva Zayin Yimei Bereishis, it's speaking about the Shiva Yimei Pesach, Shmoyne Yimei Chag, and Shuas, and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So what is the chelik that one gives on these days? My lovely man, that you say a Shechyonu on these days. So the Gemara, Leila Broch. No, the chelik is that in all these days you masker abroche. The Kaddish Yisrael vazmanim. So the Gemara chinami mistavre, tzichi mistavre, that according to Rabbi Yeshua, the chelik is you say all 8 days Mekadish Yisrael Vazmanim. The Yisal Kedaitach Lizman, if the Pasuk is telling us that you say Shechyonu all these days, Zman Kol Shiva Meike, you say Shechyonu each day, you don't say Shechyonu each day. And there it says, Shiva Shiva Yemei Pesach Shmoine, so Vaistach Ois that, that it's something that is done all 7 and 8 days of the Chag. So the Gemara, Holoi Kashe. Altstas is Nishkan Kashe. Could be Tak Chelik Yishech Yonu. Now what is Pshat? What's that Zman Kol Shiva? Diloi Mevorech Haidna Mevorech Lemocho Uliyoyma Acha. That's Pshat. Hey, so it could be Tak Rabbi Shua speaking about Zman. And the Zman can be said Kol Shiva. Let us see Rashi. Eilu zayin yemei Pesach, sha'ata tzorich losif chelik lekulam, lekama meforish mai chelik. So the Gemara said lebroch. The mevorchim kol yoyim mekad. Bishach yonu, you say it, any one of the 7 days. Frek the Gemara, mikol mokein, be'inen kois? Frek the Gemara, how could you say, let's go. If you're telling me that it's man, how could it be that you say Zman Kol Shiva, you need a kois? The Shechyonu has to be said on the kois. Leimo Misaya Leila Rav Nachman, Doma Rav Nachman Zman Oimraya Filu Bashuk. Let's say it's a raya to Rav Nachman. Because Rav Nachman said you don't need a kois. Because if you need a kois, we'll see in Rashi, you don't have a kois chalamayit. And here it says that you say Zman Kol Shiva. So Gemara, haloi kasha, the ikla le kois. Speaking about that he had a kois. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, mikol mokim kois binon, le'el mahadar, le'ukum mihochi, nami mistabri, is going back and before. The Gemara says, hochi nami mistabri, that what that it's speaking about, Brochen naran zman, de is alke deiter zman, zman kol zayin meike. Ude koma, that's what was my rai. Ude koma, de ilo yomarid noim elomoch, de yom achine, you said, no, this is a musig of zman. Hainami lese, that's not a good teretz, why? De kois yayin boi loimer ha brocha olof. You need a kois yayin to say the shechyon, if you don't hold like Rav Nachman. Ustoma de inchi yoy mekamis lu kois avul b'sha yoy mi lu kulam les lu. But the other days, you don't have a kois. So memela, how could you say it's going on the Shechyonu? So the Gemara answers, Olay kashi demikli le kois. Loy la mazman koi. Lo rab nachmin loy tisai. If he has a kois, he'll make a Shechyonu. Now, it's very interesting. Here the Gemara asked, how could you say it's going on Zman? L'kula alme leslu. Everyone doesn't have a kois. Rashi in Sukkah explains, V'ein yayin motzi l'chol odom. Chalamite people don't, yayin is not motzi l'chol odom. Maybe there's a few Ashirim that have yayin, but ein yayin motzi l'chol odom. No, says the equal. No, if he has a kois, he'll make a shechiyah. So l'chayra, I once had a ha'ore, Baruch Hashem, I found it now in Hilchis Chalamoid. This brought down in Hilchis Chalamoid that the Rambam Shita is that the mitzvah simcha ain't simcha ela bebos of yayim. So they bring down that in Chalamoid there's a mitzvah to drink yayim. There's a mitzvah to drink each day yayim. Others hold there's a mitzvah to drink each day yayim. In Hilchis Chalamoid, he brings down others say you need a revius each day, others say you need less than a revius. So lochayrips, tzvei modne. I mean, here we're saying la haloche, that's mitzvah simcha, to drink yayin. And here the Gemara assumed for a dover poshet verot vayin chalamoit. What says verot vayin chalamoit? Ein simcha le babosa v'yayin. Zikad amav vayin chalamoit. So I saw in Hilchas Chalamoit, he's talking ma'ira, this aura from our Gemara. If you say you don't need to drink a revius each day, so Memele, remember once asked Rabbi Yankim Zechayin Lavroch, he said, after a revius, less novice is also good. So Mamela, so then could be, and maybe it's if not a revius, maybe you sip a little bit each day is also good. So Mamela the Gemara says, Kois, a Kois or a revius, who has a Kois? You know, for Simchas Chalamoy, it could be a Yaitza with a little bit also. But those that hold you need a revius, some Malay Lugma, but it's a bissel modne. Tough about episodes give isn't, there's no such chiv. Zog de Gemara weiter. Fragt die Gemara, hat die Nachatzeres für euch schon? Let's go again. If, what are you telling me? That there's a chiyuv, you're telling me that there's, that we could learn pshat, that ten chelik l'shivu l'shmein is going on, that there's a din yisei shechion. And from the gam we learn out, atzeres rosh hashanah v'yom kippur. Fragt die Gemara, hat die Nachatzeres für euch schon? Yom Kippurim Heiche Ovid. But what will you do Yom Kippur? What are you going to do Yom Kippur? Im Evorich Olei, if he's going to make a Shechyonu, Vishosi Lei, if you're going to say later of Nachman, that you need a Kois to make a Shechyonu, so how will be the Shechyonu Yom Kippur? If he says, Aboyri Priyagofen, Shechyonu, Bishosilei, Kivin Domar's man, Kiblelei, Vyosilei, since he said Shechyonu and his man, Samemele, so it's Yom Kippur already. He was Mekabel Tais Vishem Kippurim, so how can he drink it? Domalei Ravir, mi Barabele Rav, mi Bodalto. That Rav Yirmiya bar Abba asked Rav. Rav was mispalo shel Shabbos be'erev Shabbos. So he asked him, but after you daven shel Shabbos, were you boidel mimalochi? No, if you mispalo shel Shabbos be'erev Shabbos, so you mekabo Shabbos already. Mi bodalto. V'lom aloi en bedilme. I was zicha boidel mimalochi. So frag the Gemara, that's the Gemara's kasha. So how could, if we will assume that a Shechyonu needs a Kois, so how can you make a Shechyonu al Kois as soon as you make the Shechyonu, it's Yontav already. So Mamela, how can you drink from the Kois? Agav Ulche, this has got a Zer Ashchir Tike Shaila, we have a Raya from our Gemara. Normally, there's a Machlokes HaRishonim, if with Hadlokas Neiris, if one is Hadlokas Neiris Shel Shabbos, if one is Mekabel Shabbos, the Machlok is the Bahag and Ramban. The Bahag holds that with the Hadlokas there were Mekabel Shabbos. Pshat is that this is the Kabbalah is that the last Melachas Choyl that we do is the melacha of hadlokah l'shabbos. That's the last melacha. Chayl, and with this mekabel Shabbos. So it's Shabbos with hadlokah. And the Rabban held it as I. The melacha we pask in that by noshim we machmer and stak as I with the hadlokah sneiris the mekabel Shabbos. Unless letzayrich, if they have to do a melacha after the hadlokah, so they make a tnai. They make a t'nai that they don't want to be mekabel Shabbos with that look. And if you make a t'nai, it helps. Now, Saison Rav Sternbuch, he says, the t'nai will only help, let's say, by a look is near Shabbos. You can be madlik, and I don't want to be mekabel Shabbos. You're not mekabel Shabbos. Obo, v'tzakum tzayontif, what's very much negei Yom Kippur. By Yom Kippur, the noshim, a madlik neire, it's not this chalukim in hogim. Roiv noshim, say the shechyonu b'shas tahadlokit. Rabbi Yankov Emden held that you shouldn't say a Shechyonu b'shas adloke. Okay, then there's no problem. But the notion that you say that adloke, and then later they want to go to shul with the husbands there called Nidrei. So they're masne. So Tainet Rav Sternbuch, he says, but since you say a Shechyonu, you can't be masne. Because you're saying Shechyonu v'kimonu v'giyonu lasman hazeh, you're mekabel kedushas hayoyim, you can't make a t'nai. The tnai is al-tadlok, al-loin, because I don't want to be mekabel yontav with tadlok. But when you say a shechyon, there's no dreidlich. Al-kolchach, you mekabel kedushas hayoyim, so then you can't do any malachis. But we see this yisoid from our Gemara, that If a tnai would help, so what's the problem? I'm not mekabel yontif. No, that's the biggest theory. If you're saying the Shech Yonu on the Zman, so I say the Zman is here. Zman is there, so the Zman is here. So dine yem kippur achal. Yeah. So my mail is, so what are you going to do? Livrich alei velinchei. So let him make a Shech Yonu. And let him make a baby of a Shech Yonu velinchei, and he won't drink it. I'm a voice of Shiita. You have to make a broch. Lais veile yinuke, to give it to a tinek. Les ilches ke ravach edul maase le misrach. We don't pass on let ravach. Ravach wasn't chayish dul maase le misrach. We are chayish dul maase le misrach. So me meile. So therefore, so Yom Kippur, you can't, there's no eitz on Yom Kippur. So kochach, eis es os a raya to Rav Nachman. But you make it shalaya, eis it means, if we will assume, that it's going on Shech Yonu, then it'll be a raya like Rav Nachman, that you don't need a kais. Or else, if you don't know like Rav Nachman, so say it's speaking about broche. There's a very interesting tshuva from the Rabbeinu Tam in Sefer HaYosha. The Sefer HaYosha brings down, there was a minig of Chasidim and Anshei Maise, that Yom Kippur, they never gave their children to eat. You're not allowed. There's Isar Blay Sachilum. So they let out on the table, and the children took themselves. But they didn't give them to eat Otzlay Sachilum. The Rabbi Natam is Chaylik. He says, no, since it's a Machel Heter, the Yoimik Agorim, it's not Blay Sachilum. We find by Shrotzim, by Dam, to give a Hefse the Isar, but this is a Machel Heter. And the Rabbi Natan brings a raya from our Gemara. Our Gemara says, give it to a tinnik. I can give to a tinnik, there's lois achilum. The raya, so it brings a raya, there's no lois achilum to give a tinnik in Yom Kippur food, because al tzizlom this, because it's yayme kagorim, and since it's yayme kagorim and it's a machal heter, so my mail is no lois achilum. This is the Rabbeinu Tam's right. L'chayre, the Ran, so you have to know what his Hasidim did with this Gemara. I mean, he brings a raya from this Gemara. The Ran in Yume brings, the Ran in the beginning of Perek Yom HaKippurim, brings a machlokes harishonim if the heyenuyim are min haTorah or min haRabbanan. So this raya is a hin and a her. And the Ran says, the Ran brings a raya, it's a darabonim. What's the raya, it's a darabonim? So the Ran says, because in the sugya in Perek Yom HaKippurim is mavua, that besides nilas hasandal, you're allowed to be roichet satinik, you're allowed to be sochatinik in Yom Kippur. So he says, if it's a daraisa, it should be over loisachilum. That's the Ran's kasha. You be over loisachilum. How are you allowed to be roichet satinik? It's a raya, it's a darabonon, vayimamru, and fartik. So, from the Ran we see, number one, that the Ran held that there's a lois achilum by Yom Kippur also, and that was his whole hechech. So, on the Ran there's a kasha, so how, what about giving them to eat? I mean, if there's a lois achilum, so what's with giving them to eat? So, Rabbi Shlomo Kluger and the Minchas Chinuch seem to ask this kasha. So they learn pshat in the Ran, America in Cheschinach Lamaise, that the giving to eat is al sakone, because when the Ran says the Shtiktei, he says, how you allowed to be reichet sakind, it's no sakone if he won't be nirchets. So Mamele, so weiss the reis, an rechitz and siche, it's no sakone. But weiss the reis, that Chazal held, that an achil, if he won't eat, there's a sakone. So the Minchas Chinuch, fears ois la haloche, that there's taka lois achilum by achila, but you're allowed to give them be al sakone. Zuk te minchas chinuch, but what is after he ate already? He ate already. He had a good meal now. And then 15 minutes later he comes, he wants a candy. There's no sakone now. He can wait for the next meal.
Aber ich kenne die, nur, ich kenne die, ich halte mit den Davnen, nehmt die kenne die Gesundheit, ist ein Scheile für Leis Achille. So, die Menches Chinnach says la Halloche, es ist tak ja so, not allowed to, so man else will give him, the father will give him, Leis Achille. Also ist die Menches Chinnach. Just like the Menches Chinnach says, that what if a Chile she yesh boi sakone, how to eat Yom Kippur? And he ate Yom Kippur. And 5 minutes later, se glust them epis of a lepis trinken, and he doesn't need it, not also al sakone. So the Minchas Chinuch says he's chayiv kores. I mean, he had a heter pikuach nefesh, so he ate it already. That is oishem kippur. It's a daf avayta fasten. So the same thing will be a lois achilam also. As I said the Minchas Chinuch according to the Ram. So, l'choyre, according to the Ram, we have a kashe from our Gemara. I mean, the Rabbi Netan brought a raya from our Gemara that is no lois achilam. The Gemara says, lisvili yinukia. The Gemara only says that, The Gemara only says that also Dumasi Lamisra Abu Vaisachis is no Leis Achilam. It could be as follows: the Trumas Hadeshin Klaus Ashaila, if one is permitted to give a tinik erev Pesach matzah. Actually, you're not allowed to eat matzah erev Pesach. You're allowed to give a cotton. You're allowed to give matzah. So Teich HaDvorim, he brings a Chuvas Maram, the Maram of Rutenberg said, a Gevaldike Yesod. The whole Issa Lois Achilum is only by Isurim, Shrotzim, Dam, by a Mitzvah Sasei, there's no Lois Achilum. So he speaks about that the whole Indian of eating Matzah Erev Pesach, it's like a Pagam in the Mitzvah Sasei of Achilas Matzah. You have to eat a little Tayom and you shouldn't eat it Erev Pesach. So he brings this Maram that by a mitzvah sasei there's no din of lois achilum. That's what the Maram said, and this same svar is used. The minigis and other shuls, they make kiddush Friday night in shul, and they give the wine to drink to ketanim. They also the same problem. They're drinking before kiddush. The same problem. So according to the Rabbeinu Tam, when the Rabbeinu Tam teretz, it's yoyim kagorim. It's not a machal heter. But the Maram said this teretz. The Maram said this teretz. That's a mitzvah sasei, and a mitzvah sasei, there's no lois achilum. That's what the Maram said. So Mamelet could be very good. The inyan of Taisvis Yom HaKippurim, there's no love. If a person eats in Yom Kippur, it is a nefesh aleishis lois une, there's a love taket. And that was the Ran shtik teure, the Ran was playing a shayla. If the chomish inuyim would be minat teure, so the male, how are you allowed to be roichet satinik in Yom Kippur? There's lavim taka, there's isurim on the chomish inuyim. So the male, so he taka holds, there's a lav. And to give a tinik in Yom Kippur taka, there's taka lois achilam, lefi emes. To where the Minchas Chinuch explains according to the Shittus Haran. Ma she ain kain, Tais v'shem HaKippurim. Here we're speaking about Tais v'shem HaKippurim. Tais v'shem HaKippurim, there's only an essay. By an essay could be that the Shittus Maram. By an essay, there's no din of Lois Achilum. So the Melech of the Gemara Gezor, let's give it to a Tinnik.